It's time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. It's going to rain?
It might.
Put you on the spot. I was trying to put you on the spot, and that's what you come up with?
I'm not going there.
Maybe.
I'm not going to be that guy.
All right. I guess he has spoken. I'm done talking to him now. Brett, how are you?
Oh, ready for another week, I guess.
Is it going to rain?
Yes. I'm not going to say today, but sometime it will rain.
At some point in our lives, it will rain. That's a good way to cover yourself, too.
Yeah.
How are things at Camblin's?
Oh, hey, you know, 71 years with Lennox gives Camblin Plumbing and Heating the right to say that there isn't any other brand out there that compares apples to apples with Lennox. With truly engineering product, Lennox stands way out front in quality, warranties, and efficiencies. We offer furnaces up to 98% efficient in the gas furnace arena, totally efficient electric furnaces, and up to 25 SEER on heat pumps and air conditioners. And the best indoor air quality products on the market today. Lennox and Camblin's, you've come to know us, you've come to trust us. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. I have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about the Cass County Honor Flight that's coming up next week and all the associated activities this morning with Steve Livengood, who has been busier in retirement than he probably ever was when he was working.
Very much. So I hear it's going to rain today, though, so maybe I'll have some time to get some things done.
At least you put yourself out there.
Exactly.
Right? It's been a very rapid whirlwind in planning for the Honor Flight. This all came up not too long ago, and it had to be put together in such a short period of time. I know you got a lot of people working on things. You're a week away now. Are you getting things tied together?
We'd better, because we're a week away. Yeah, we started, what was it, mid-March? A lot of folks put these together in 8 months, and we've done it in 8 weeks. It's very involved. I really had no idea what I was starting on, and I still got a couple things to do yet this week, but better get them done because we're leaving Monday.
Yeah, well, it's kind of like cramming for finals. It's going to happen whether you're ready or not.
And it's going to be a lot like cramming for finals. There's going to be a lot of late night hours kind of thing. So, yeah, it is going to happen. It better happen. We've got planes and buses and food and motels and a lot of things laid on, so it will happen.
Yeah, I don't think people who are not involved in something like this probably realize all the detail things that have to be taken care of to make sure that everything goes seamlessly. If this runs just fine, no issues come up, well, first of all, that'll be a miracle.
Yeah.
But second of all, that shows all the advanced planning that went into it and all the work that people put into it.
You know, I think there's a lot of people that are involved that don't know all the details on it, with me included. It's amazing. I mean, I get phone calls, emails every day. Oh, hey, did you think about this? Oh, I forgot about that too. And I don't see any major things falling through the cracks, but there's a lot of things to accomplish. There really were.
Yeah. Well, and you know, the thing is, the closer you get to the end, the more things that come up. You know, folks have other ideas, what we can do here, things. People, well-meaning folks, well-meaning people, but they come up with something else all of a sudden at the last minute and say, hey, what about doing this? We kind of have everything planned already. But it just shows you the kind of interest that folks have.
Everybody wants to, what I call, fluff it out. Let's make it a little bit better. It's going to be pretty nice the way it is, but if we can make it better and we have time, yes, let's do that. Let's try that too.
Now, this is next Tuesday, June 17th. Going to load on a plane early that morning, take 150 veterans along with some guardians off to Washington, D.C. for a whirlwind tour of the community and then back late that evening. But there's so much more involved in it than that. I know Monday night you're having a kind of a recognition dinner.
Honor dinner.
Yeah, a little ceremony that night for folks to come out, enjoy a little bit, get to know some of the other folks that they're going with if they don't know them already, and get coordinated, and then off they go.
Exactly. Yeah, we're flying. We'll be in D.C. on Tuesday, but it actually starts, I suppose you could say Monday at about 2. We have the Guardians coming in. There's going to be about 40 of those in the flight. 12 of them, what I'd call the professional guardians. They'll have the brown vest. That's the doctors and the nurses and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And then we have an additional 29 from the flight itself that are guardians. So we have to train those, let them know what they're supposed to be looking forward to. Then the vets will start showing up officially at 5:30 or 5. I'd appreciate it if they show up at, 4, whenever you want to. There's plenty of time. Got to get them all registered, uniforms issued, and all that good stuff. We'll have supper that night, probably an hour, maybe 45 minutes for supper. Group photo, got to have one of those. Get on the bus. The buses roll at 7:30 p.m. Well, not in the dark, but at least in the evening. We'll head out to Des Moines. We're going to cruise through Atlantic, cruise through Wyota, Oneida, not through Adair, but at least we'll get on the interstate at Adair. Motorcycles, fire trucks, ambulances, who knows what all is going to be in the parade. I call it a parade. It's really not. I mean, there will be no candy from the windows and that sort of thing. But we do expect a lot of folks lining, and I don't mean lining that street. I mean lining that distance from Atlantic to Adair, basically. We've got a lot of flags, flag distribution points. Go up, get a free flag, stand there and wave at it as we go by. Try not to get run over by the motorcycles. I was a little concerned about that. That's coming in great over the weekend. I initially said 200 to 250. Wasn't quite sure, didn't get any phone calls from anybody. This weekend, there's probably, I don't know, at least 80 to 90 that have called me so far this weekend. It's been kind of busy. So we'll have the motorcycles there, too. Go up, put them in a motel room, I don't know, maybe for 5 hours or so. Bright and early the next morning, that's 3:30 in the morning. Got all the things we got to do. Airplane goes up at 6 a.m. out to D.C., see all the stuff that we got to see out there. We have to stay on the ground for 11 hours and 15 minutes, otherwise a new $5,000 crew for that airplane. So we're going to save some money and spend a little bit extra time out there. Unfortunately, that means we don't get back until about a quarter till 10 on Tuesday night. But the same airport that we left from, about, what is that, probably 16 hours earlier. Back on the buses that have been waiting there for us all day. Back to Atlantic at midnight 30. Mm-hmm. In the dark.
A long day.
Very long day.
Well, and that's what's all going to happen with the veteran stuff. I want to kind of focus on what's going to happen. You know, there's a lot of people in the general public that are interested in this but aren't involved necessarily, but they can be involved.
Exactly. There's the parade. There's the flags. We have there's just scads of stuff to do. We're looking at maybe some letter writing campaigns. It's kind of a secret, so don't tell anybody. But is this on? So they'll you know, we're looking for letters. If anybody wants to write some letters, we've got the schools involved. It's kind of odd because we're out of the school, but of course the schools are involved anyhow. The big thing, probably, other than the motorcycles and the parade ride and the, you know, stand there at the street and wave them as they go by sort of thing, yes. And then, of course, there'll be, when we come back, we really don't want to do a lot of ceremony when we come back. It's going to be late. We just need to get them off the bus and get them home.
Be a lot of tired ladies and gentlemen coming back home from
that assuredly
trip, which is good. You want to wear them out.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
Quite frankly, you don't want to, you know, physically wear them down, but you want to get a chance to see as many things as they can. For some of these folks, they've never been to Washington, D.C. before. It's maybe their one and only chance to get there and to see a lot of the monuments that were erected because of them.
Exactly. We're doing Arlington, World War II, Vietnam, Korea, Lincoln, Washington, Air Force, Iwo Jima. I mean, it takes longer to name them than it does to look at them, really. It's going to be a very busy day, busy.
And there's so much for those of us who've all been to Washington, D.C. before. You can't see everything in a day anyway, not even on a dare.
Yeah, please don't think that you're going to get the million-dollar tour of each monument. What we're going to do in one day would take one day to see a monument. We're seeing, what, 6, 7 of them? It's going to be pretty tough to see it all, but at least they'll get a taste of it.
Absolutely. Well, we hope they have a really great opportunity to enjoy things there. And you know, the opportunity for us, I guess, too, you know, for a lot of World War II veterans, if you've, for those folks who lived through it, but for those who've seen the newsreels and whatever else, you know, the war ending was a celebratory time. Most everybody was involved in some way, shape, or form. There were a lot of welcome home type things and what have you. Not so much for Korea and Vietnam and everything that's happened after that. And so in a lot of instances, guys came home, took off the uniform, you know, went to work, did whatever they had to do, went back to the farm. Not a lot of hoopla, not a lot of ceremony. I guess this is one chance we have to really get out there and celebrate and tell these folks thanks for everything they've done.
You know, it's really the classic honor flights are World War II. We're not doing that. Our most senior soldier, born in 1920, our most junior, 1983. I was telling the bus company that the other day. I said, you know, I said there's 63 years difference between our oldest and our youngest. And she's like, well, so he was in Afghanistan or something? I said, yeah, 2001 to 2004. Oh, well, I don't know if we have a monument for that. Well, I'll have to find something so we can show him that. You know, they're bending over backwards to show each one of these guys something that's spectacular for their service. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets cared for.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it should be a wonderful opportunity for these guys, and we hope that it works out well. You say you're going to leave the community centers where the honor dinner is going to be next Monday night, 1 week from tonight, and then they're going to take off on, as you said, kind of a parade-type route, but it'll be a caravan heading off, led by the motorcyclists
led
and
the law
enforcement.
Right, the motorcycles, then the bikes, and then whoever falls in behind that. And the reason that we've got it in that order is because we know that most of the motorcycles and all of the buses are going to end up in Des Moines. The rest of them, I don't know. We've got fire departments from all the areas. I don't really expect all of them to go to Adair. We've got military vehicles. They're probably not going to go all the way to Adair, certainly not all the way to Des Moines. And so we're putting them in the back, and so they can peel off whenever they want to. If they want to ride to the east side of town, that's fine. If they want to peel off in Anita to pick up a hot dog, that's fine. So they'll be in the back, and so they can peel off whenever they want to. We've got, I think it's 14, maybe 15 flag distribution points along the way. That should be in the media here not too long. Go there. There'll be 100, 200, 300 flags there. So everybody gets a flag. There's a flag to be waved all over the place.
Little handheld American flags?
Little hand. Well, not really little. They're 8 by 12s on a stick about 2 feet long. loaded them out of my van yesterday, I think it was, and the box weighs probably 60 pounds. There's a lot of flags, 2,000 flags.
8 by 12 inches?
8 by 12 inches. Oh, okay. Not 8 by 12 feet.
Well, I didn't know.
That's
I was just
a lot
asking.
Of flag.
Yes, it would. That's a two-hander.
That's a two-party one, yeah.
But it'll be an opportunity for folks to get out there and do that. And, again, hopefully promptly, at about 7:30, loading up the buses and leaving.
The 7:30 is the first thing that's going to happen after we eat. If I don't meet that time hack, it's going to be a pretty rough 2 days. So, yeah, we got to start out kind of halfway close. And then if we miss things by 10 or 15 minutes, that's fine. But we can't start out by missing 10 or 15.
Yeah. Well, and just so folks know, how are you getting through town here?
How are we getting through town? Well, we're leaving from the community center out the fairgrounds. The motorcycles and the buses will be at the top of the hill. Everybody else is down at the bottom of the hill, so they can fall in behind us, and we really don't know how many everybody is. We'll head west on 10th Street, pick up Highway 6 down there at Casey's, hang a right there, just basically cruise through town on Highway 6, out by Walmart, out by Nishna Valley Cycle, Olson's, you know, A+, cruise on over to Wyota. Through Wyota, I don't know, we may stop, no, never mind, I'm going to go there, through Wyota, through Anita, all the way up to Adair, through in Highway 6. We're not going to go through Adair because it really doesn't lend itself well to a couple hundred motorcycles and buses and everything else, so we'll jump on the interstate at Adair, all the way up to Des Moines. We're asking the motorcycles and anybody else that may be still in the convoy at the time to peel off at the Jordan Creek, the first exit there at Des Moines, because we don't have traffic control within Des Moines. And the last thing we want to do is mess up their streets with 300 or 400 vehicles.
Yeah, well, and you'd be slowing down your trip. So
exactly.
Don't need to do that at that point. Very good.
The key to get them to bed that night.
Yeah, and it was meant to be a Cass County honor flight. There are some folks from other contiguous counties that'll be heading along with the trip too, but it's also an opportunity for folks in Cass County to celebrate and, you know, making the trip through Wyota and through Anita. You could just hit the interstate from here and go, but it's nice to involve as many folks in Cass County as possible. And I know some of the other towns, the Messinas and things like that, that can't be a part of the route are sending up, you mentioned fire trucks, things like that. They all want to be involved.
Right. I did the stats yesterday on it, so I don't exactly remember. We're flying 150 veterans, 162 total. There's 84, I think it is, with Atlantic addresses, 120 that are Cass County, including the Atlantic, and everybody else is from somewhere else. So, yeah, it's not Atlantic. It's everywhere. We've got them as far away as Ava, Missouri, I think. They're coming from all over. It's not just an Atlantic thing.
Yeah, a lot of them have connections, though, here locally.
Absolutely.
So should be a good trip. Well, we hope you have a great time. Hope everything works out according to schedule.
Oh, it will. Of course it will.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
no problems. And we hope everybody gets back safely and has a great time, Steve. Thanks a lot for all the hard work and coordination. Folks don't understand this is a full-time job with overtime to get all this stuff taken care of, and a lot of folks are involved.
Well, I get double pay for overtime, though.
What's twice times
twice
nothing?
Zero is still, yeah, okay. Thanks, Jim.
Excellent. Thanks for coming in, and again, we'll look for more of those details. Rick will have a lot more of that here in the coming days in the news and stuff, too, with all the details. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you more about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Frustration sets in real quick when something goes wrong with your plumbing and you don't know who to trust. Camlin Plumbing and Business has been solving people's plumbing problems for over 95 years now, learning each and every year better product and better ways of making your frustrations go away. We've learned that quality far outlasts price and that quick fixes only end up costing you more money. Our technicians are trained and retrained and are up to date with the latest technology that will give you the peace and trust in a service company that you need. Give us a call the next time at Camlin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from Jeffrey Eugenides. Close enough, I guess. Biology gives you a brain. Life turns it into a mind.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. So, appreciate that.
You want to read that one and tell me if that's right? Did I pronounce it right?
I don't even want to look at that. No, that's fine. Does he play tennis?
Yeah. I think so.
All right. Thanks, Brett. Steve, thanks for coming by. Appreciate it again. Good luck with the honor flight. Hey, go make it a great day, and God bless America.